The Republican Party's apparent presidential nominee, Donald Trump, is scheduled to meet with party leaders on Capitol Hill tomorrow. As Johnny Kaufman reports, leading Georgia Republicans say they will support Trump, but not without certain expectations.
He's going to change. He has to. That's what Georgia Republicans mostly agree on when it comes to Trump. Oh, and there's another thing.
Georgia Republicans don't want to see Hillary Clinton get elected president. There's definitely unity there.
Eric Tannenblatt is a former chief of staff for Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, and he advised Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. Tannenblatt says he wants the best for the Republican Party, but he's worried about Trump's controversial positions, the wall, the ban on Muslim immigration. Still, during the competitive Republican primary, he says, there's a reason most Georgia candidates have sided with the party's nominee. They want to win. Outgoing Georgia Congressman Lynn Westmoreland says Republicans should be more eager to embrace Trump.
Whether you like it or not, he has gotten the excitement going for our party that I haven't seen in years.
But Georgia's veteran Senator Johnny Isakson all but admits he doesn't like talking about Trump. Instead, he says he'll support the party ticket. One thing Trump might do to get Republican politicians more excited? Step away from his controversial positions. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal says he'll support the apparent nominee, but not everything he says. Deal hopes Republican leaders will have some suggestions for Trump when they meet with him on Thursday.
To enlighten him where they think he's misinformed. That's their responsibility to do that. I think he's going to be willing to listen.
But so far, Trump hasn't indicated he's willing to appease party leaders. Still, Georgia's leading Republicans are hoping it will happen, or they'll be forced to answer questions about Trump's controversial positions all the way until the elections in November. And maybe after that. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.